In God's word, let us bow our hearts in prayer. Your loving and gracious Father in heaven above, we come before thee, before thy holy face in prayer. We ask thee, dear God, to be in our midst today, this afternoon, as thou wast with us this morning and all the days of our life. We feel thy presence, Father, and we ask thee to bless us, bless our gathering, bless the servants that will be speaking even this afternoon hour. Bless thy holy word within our heart, Father, that we would gladly receive it, that we would take it and plant it deep within our heart so that we can have that everlasting life which thou hast promised unto us. So be with us, Father. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. For this afternoon's meditation hour, let us turn and read from the Acts of the Apostles from chapter 12. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12. I wish to read the entire chapter. Dela svetih apostola, 12. glava. Acts chapter 12. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison, and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he said unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told Peter stood before the gate, and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then say they, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go show these things unto James and to the brethren." And he departed and went into another place. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir about among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, "It is the voice of God and not of a man." And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. It is always a blessing to be able to be in the house of God, where together we can praise Him, worship Him, and give Him thanks. And this chapter that we have before us speaks about Herod the king, who decided to harass, afflict, vex, persecute the churches. He had the power, he had authority, and for whatever reason, he decided to kill James, the brother of John, with the sword. Most likely he was beheaded. And he realized that it pleased the people. He would be popular or more popular than he was. He wanted to please the people. So he decided to continue on. He thought he was doing something good. Many people did not like to hear the word of God. So he decided he will continue. So it says that he proceeded further. So he took Peter also, and it was right before the Easter, the Passover. It says that then were the days of unleavened bread. So he decided to wait a little bit, because perhaps maybe there would be an uproar. There were so many people that would come to the feast. So he waited after the Easter to bring Peter out to the people and perhaps kill him too. He would continue on. That was his will. That was his desire. That was his plan. Well, God had a different plan. Now, we might say, well, why didn't God save James? How did just Herod take him and kill him? He was one of the disciples, one of the apostles. Well, we know when the mother of James asked Jesus, "Is it possible for my two sons to sit one on the right side, one on the left side in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus told her, or actually Jesus told them and her, I guess, he says, "Can you drink the cup, the bitter cup that he will drink? And can you be baptized with the baptism that I will be baptized?" And James and John both said, "Yes, we can." And they did, especially James here. He did not bring that upon himself, but that it was his time to go, and that was the way for him to go. We all know we all have to go, sooner or later. Which way, when, how, we do not know, but we need to be ready. If we are following the footsteps of our Savior and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who was crucified, who suffered, who died, we also should be ready to give our lives. And James was ready to give his life. Peter was ready to give his life. So they were ready. And this was the way that James was to be killed. And he took it. So they put Peter in prison. But, it says, prayer was made without ceasing, without stopping, of the church unto God for him. We can see the power of prayer. What he does. It says here that when Peter was put in prison, There was quite a few soldiers watching him. Four quads of soldiers keeping him. And when they put him in, they have guard in front of the gates. And then he was bound between two soldiers. Normally, they would maybe have one soldier that was tied to him. But they had two, one on each side, to really, really protect him. Why was Herod so afraid? Well, we can read in chapter 5 in the Acts, this was not the first time that Peter was in prison. As the apostles were preaching the glad tidings, it says the high priest, this is Acts chapter 5, starting on verse 17. It says, then the high priest rose up and all that they were with him, which was the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, envy. They just could not stand apostles preaching of Jesus Christ because they were in the darkness. They did not want to see the light or feel the light. And they laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord released them. He says, open the prison doors, and brought them forth, and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And we know the rest of the story. As they did, they did not run away. They were not afraid. They went out and preached. They were not afraid of going back to the prison. Even though the high priest, they commanded them, and told them not to preach. And Peter said, should we listen to you rather than God? And they beat them. That did not stop either. They continued preaching. And they were actually happy to suffer in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. So here he is in the prison, sleeping, no anxiety, no fear. How many of us would be able to sleep in a prison tied to two soldiers, one on each side, and then two guards right in the front? There's no way of escaping. And yet he's sleeping. I'm sure that he prayed too before he fell asleep. But he was relaxed. He trusted in God. Sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. So the doors being shut and the keepers being there did not stop the angel to appear as he did in the chapter 5. It says, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. Now, even the light did not wake him up. I'm sure that he was exhausted. So the angel, he says that he smote Peter on the side to wake him up, to raise him up, and he says, arise quickly. As soon as the angel said that, the chains fell off from his hands. So the angel tells him, put on your clothes, your sandals, get ready to leave. Now Peter did not realize what was going on. First he thought it was a dream or a vision because he was sleeping. So he awoke as the angel woke him up. So they went out without the guards even seeing anything. So they went to the first and second ward. They came out unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, and even that opened by itself. It says, opened to them of his own accord. They went out and then passed through one street, and the angel departed from him. Then he came to himself, and he realized that he was the angel that God sent to take him out of the prison, to set him free. Now, when he came to himself, he realized where he was and what was going on. He came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark. Mark was the one that wrote the gospel according to St. Mark. He was a close acquaintance with Peter. So he came to the house where they were gathered together praying. Now, the prayer, the powerful prayer, is what set Peter free. Sure, God was the one that had his hand in it. The angel came to and delivered him. But the prayer is what did it. The prayer to God. God heard their prayer. The prayer is so powerful. I'm reminded of a song from Zion's Harp, 174. Let me read a couple of verses. 174 from Zion's Harp. Verse 6, it says, if a single fervent prayer, a one soul believing, finds with God and hearing ear, its goal is achieving. How much more will he hear when they all together pray unto the Father? Just like in this chapter here, the whole church, all the believers prayed. Very, very powerful. And that's what delivered Peter out of the chains from the prison. Also, verse number 8. Oh, the strength and might unknown of the Christians praying. Without this, not be done. Without this could not be done all they are saying. Thus alone there is one victory over deceivers, triumph for believers. The strength of prayer does a lot. Now, when he came to the door, he knocked on the door, and he says this damsel, she could have been maid or servant there, her name was Rhoda, which means rose. She came to the gate, she heard him knocking, as anyone else would. You come to the door to see who it is. And he says, he answered that it was Peter. So she believed it was him. She knew that he was in prison. That was the reason they were gathered together to pray. But for joy, being overwhelmed, she did not even open the door. She just went in to tell the rest of them, as they were praying, telling them that Peter stood before the gate. Peter is outside. Now, these members were praying earnestly. So when she told them, Peter is outside, what would be the first thing that they should have done? Yes, our prayer have been answered. Peter is free. He is outside. But no. They lacked faith. Sometimes, perhaps it happens many times, we pray earnestly. We really desire something from God. And yet when God answers a prayer, we have a little doubt. Like, is that really possible? Did God really give this to me, whatever I was asking for? So these, even though they were Christians, God's disciples and the apostles, when she told them that this was Peter, they said, thou art mad. Are you out of your mind? Pretty much saying, how can that be? He's in the prison. He's bound with chains. I don't know if they knew that he was with so many soldiers around him, watching him. Everyone knows when someone goes to prison, you cannot just walk out unless someone unlocks the doors. You cannot just walk out. But that was the reason they were praying to God, Almighty God, powerful God. They had enough faith to pray. That's the reason they prayed, because they knew that it's possible. And yet when it does happen, they weren't really too sure. So they're telling this damsel, Rhoda, are you out of your mind or thou art mad? But she constantly affirmed. She kept on saying, so this took some time for them to open the door for Peter. He's standing outside free. It was easier for him to get out of the prison than to get in the house of Mary. Here he is out free from the prison, from the chains. No guard was able to stop him, and yet he cannot get in the house where the believers are praying for him. So he's standing outside, and she constantly affirmed that this is Peter. And then they say, it is his angel. It's not Peter. It cannot be Peter. He's in prison. It's his angel, someone else. But Peter continued knocking. I don't know what went through his mind at this time. I can only imagine. You had a great fear because you were in prison and you know you will die. He was in prison for that reason. As soon as the Easter was over, he would take him out to people and most likely they would kill him. That was their plan. And here he is free, coming to the house of believers where they're praying for him. The prayer, the power of prayer set him free, and he cannot come in. They don't believe it. They don't believe. They cannot believe that it's him. So I'm sure that he was somewhat disappointed, but he kept on. He continued knocking. He did not leave. He did not run away and say, well, they're not opening the door. I will go. He continued. He knew their heart. He knew that they were earnestly praying. They just lacked a little faith. They lost a little faith, as we do many times. So he continued knocking. And then finally they opened the door and they saw not his angel, they saw him standing there waiting for them to open the door. And then it also said they saw him and they were astonished. How can that be? They still have a hard time believing. How can it be Peter? How can it be out here when he is supposed to be in the prison? Even those believers in those days needed some growing. They needed to grow. They needed strength. Their faith needed to be increased. How much more do we need strength and faith from God? So as they were astonished, with his hand, he told them to hold their peace. It was at night. So he explained to them and told them what happened, how he walked out of the prison. And then he says, go show these things unto James. Now, that's not James that was killed. This is the other James, James of Jesus Christ, the brother of Jesus Christ, most likely, and to the other brothers, and all of them. And he says that he departed and went into another place. He did not stay there and say, you know what, I am exhausted. I am tired. I need to sleep. He went to another place, continued doing God's work. This is how apostles were in those days. They did not stop. They did not rest. They continued on doing God's work. And of course, in the morning, there was a big confusion. How in the world did the prisoner walk out when nobody opened or unlocked the doors? They could not, unless you have faith, you cannot believe it. There was just no way, no possible way. So when Herod heard that, being a king, he said that he examined the keepers. Of course, he questioned them, and what can they say? They cannot say he did what? How did he walk out? They have no idea. Those that were standing in front of the prison gate, they were still standing there until the morning. Those that were bound or chained with Peter, they were probably still sleeping until they realized in the morning that Peter was gone. So they could not say anything. And he said that he commanded that they should be put to death. When a guard loses a prisoner, they're always put to death, back in those days at least. Said that he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. Now, speaks a little bit about Herod at the end, what his end was. Here he was planning to harass the churches and kill, as he killed James, he wanted to kill Peter, he would probably continue on. He did not realize what his end will be. He said that he was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon, but those people came with one accord. He says that they desired peace, because they were nourished by King Herod's country. So they needed to come and please the king and be friendly with him so they would receive the food and all the things that they need, because King Herod was actually the one that was giving them food. But he was displeased with them, so they came with one accord and they just did everything in their might to please the king. And he says, upon a set day, certain day, Herod was arrayed in a royal apparel. He was sitting on his throne, and he made a speech to the people. So they wanted to please him, glorify him. So the people gave a shout, he says, saying, "This is the voice of God and not of man." So Herod enjoyed that. He actually praised himself. And what happened? It says, immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. He died. That was the end of his reign. All the authority, the power that he had did not do him any good. We know what happened with Nebuchadnezzar. Even though he dreamed the dream, and Daniel expounded, told him what the dream was, what will happen to him. Even then, the pride that he had, same as King Herod, was very, very prideful, full of pride. The Nebuchadnezzar, he actually said, let me read this, so I don't quote it wrong, in Daniel chapter, I believe, 4. Right after he heard the interpretation of the dream that he had, he was reminded of God, the reigns, the all-powerful God. He says that at the end of 12 months, this is in Daniel chapter 4, beginning of verse 29, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. This is his palace, his kingdom. And then the king spake, he says, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" Great pride. Me. My power, my might, my honor, my majesty, everything is mine. And what happened to him? The same moment, he says, while the word was in the king's mouth, the voice came from heaven saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken. The kingdom that you are trusting in, that you built with your power and honor and majesty and strength," he said, "the kingdom is departed from you." That very moment, and we know what happened to him. He was as an animal eating grass of the field. So pride in... there are many places where it speaks about pride, but let me read one in Proverbs chapter 16. It says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." That's what happened to Herod. Pride, prideful. We know the first sin ever. We might say, well, Adam and Eve, disobedience to God. They didn't obey God. There was one before that, pride. Of the archangel, Lucifer, Satan, was lifted up. He wanted to be higher than the mighty God. And what happened to him? We all know. He was thrown down from heaven. There was no more room for him. Pride will not get us anywhere. It will get us to destruction and fall, but it will not get us anywhere good. There will be no blessing if we're prideful. We can also read the Acts chapter 16 when Apostle Paul now and Silas, they continue now. In chapter 12, we read about Peter as he was in the prison, and his name is briefly mentioned in chapter 15, and after that, his name is not mentioned anymore in Acts. What happened? Does that mean he did not do anything anymore? He was just sitting around? No. He did his mission. He continued on. But we know that not every single thing that was going on in those days was able to be written in the book of life. So now it continues with Apostle Paul doing his work, doing God's work, doing the mission that he was sent to. So in chapter 16 of the Acts, speaks about Apostle Paul preaching with Silas, and they were put in prison too. He says, 16:22. Well, let me start at 23. He says, when they had laid many stripes upon them, so they beat him and cast him in the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, just like with Peter. They put him in the inner prison. There was no way to escape. And made their feet fast in the stocks. So their feet, their hands, there was no way of escaping. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, drew out his sword, and we know the rest of the story. He tried to kill himself because he knew that he will surely die because the prisoners ran away. But he does say that as they were in the prison, Paul and Silas, they were singing songs. They were happy. They were happy that they were able to be persecuted for God's sake. I don't think any of us have gone through what Jesus went through, what the apostles went through, all the persecution, being beaten. I know some of our fathers, grandfathers were in the prisons for many years. My father was. And I know that they endured a lot of hardship. Some more, some a little less perhaps, but they all did. I cannot even understand how they went through it all, but the prayer, the faith is what helped them, just like the prayer and faith helped Peter and the Apostle Paul and all of the apostles. When you trust in God, when you have faith in God, then what can stop us? What can stop us from serving God faithfully if we trust in Him and we know that He will help us? Even though we probably will go through some tribulation. We do not know when, how, but we will. But we need to be ready. If He comes upon us, we need to be ready, just like the apostles were. And be in a constant prayer. Very, very important to be in a prayer. For God not to deliver us completely out of any troubles or persecutions or anything, but to be with us, to help us to get through them, to walk with us, to protect us, so that we would be, saved from anything? No, but that we would be faithful unto Him, that we would stay faithful. That's our goal, so that we can have that and inherit that everlasting life. And to our Father be all the glory, all the honor, now and forevermore. Amen.